I'm Richard Zussman in for Robin Burns today on All Points West. It's 10 to 4 on Tuesday afternoon. And when you think of great whiskey, you tend to think of Scotland or Ireland. But distilleries here in Canada and BC are producing some world-class whiskies these days. They will be judged and sampled this week at the 12th Annual Victoria Whiskey Festival. Davin de Kergamo, did I get that right? Am I close enough?
De Kergamo,
close enough. I should be dead on. Davin de Kergamo is the chairman of the judges at the festival. He's also the author of Canadian Whiskey, The Portable Expert. He joins me now in studio. Hey, Davin.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Good. So we're staring at a book and we're staring at some glasses, so I know what that means. Tell me, how has the Canadian whiskey industry grown in the 12 years of the festival?
Well, it's phenomenal. It's meteoric, as they say. People have started to recognize the quality. Connoisseurs have started to recognize the good quality Canadian whiskeys. And more and more and more, they're finding themselves right up there with the scotches, with the bourbons, with the great Japanese whiskeys. Canadian whiskey's really on a surge. Now, all whiskey is growing. You know, we hear all the different kinds of whiskey are growing. But Canadian whiskey is really getting some respect from enthusiasts. We have great new whiskeys. We have whiskeys that that really appeal to people with, well, refined palates. I'm thinking of something like Lot Number 40, which comes from Hiram Walker Distillery in Windsor, Ontario. And thinking of something like Masterson's 10-year-old rye, which comes from Alberta Distillers in Calgary. But you want to know something? A whiskey I tasted about 2 months ago that was really quite good is called Glen Saanich. And it's made
fine Scottish neighborhood of Saanich, British Columbia, right?
Well, by golly, yeah. I was quite surprised at how much I enjoyed that whiskey. It's really good. And Yukon Brewers up in Whitehorse,
yeah, great beer,
phenomenal whiskey, single malt whiskey they're making. It's really so. Yes, Canadian whiskey is really on a roll. Canada and in the United States and around the world.
And I think whiskey drinkers or just, you know, those who enjoy to have a drink on the weekends may wonder if they haven't had a Canadian whiskey, how it compares to the traditional distilleries in Scotland, for example.
Well, I think that each style of whiskey is unique. Scottish whiskey, Scotch whiskey, we taste a lot of the barley in that. It's creamy, and you know this is good whiskey. Commonly, it has some peatiness in it, some peat smoke, but that's not always the case. When we think of bourbons, we think of these great big, sweet, woody whiskeys. Really quite good. Canadian whiskey is more elegant, complex, balanced. Now, the new whiskies are just as robust as bourbon. They're just as the new Canadian whiskies, just as robust as bourbon, just as robust as the great single malt scotches. But we have something that's just kind of our own, which is this. It's because of the way they make it, where they distill each grain separately and then blend them together. We have whiskies that some, I don't like the word smooth, but you have to admit many of our whiskies are. But we also get quite complex flavors, quite great depth of flavors, and always because they blend afterwards, quite nicely balanced.
You brought in some samples. Tell me what we've got.
Well, let's just start right at the top with Lot Number 40, which is made from 100% rye grain. There's nothing in this other than rye grain. And it's a whiskey that's made in Windsor, Ontario. It really is. Why don't you tell me? It's a really kind of a huge whiskey. You know, I mean, it almost tastes like rye bread or something right. Like that. But a lot of flowers in this, some dark fruits as well. It's really quite one of my very favorite whiskeys. This twice has won a Canadian Whiskey of the Year at the Canadian Whiskey Awards, which, of course, are held at the Victoria Whiskey Festival.
Yeah, and this one, what makes it sort of Windsor, not a hotbed, I guess, for the creation of whiskey, but how long, any sense of how long these guys have been around for?
Windsor, the Hiram Walker Distillery in Windsor, surprisingly, is the largest beverage alcohol distiller in North America.
Wow.
And it was started 1858. I'm sorry, I can't quite pull the number out of my head out of the air, but I think it's 1858 by a guy called Hiram Walker. This is where all the Canadian Club is made.
Right.
This is where your Weiser's whiskeys are made.
It's big. It's tasty.
Isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, Richard, you talk a little bit, and I'll take a sip.
Yeah, so I'm no whiskey expert, but just as Davin described it, it's big, and you feel it in your chest. And I think that's part of on these cold, you know, we've had an unseasonably cold stretch in Victoria, and I think when people drink whiskey, you're the expert, but my sense is that people like that warmth that you get after you take a little bit.
Yes. Warmth is it's not burn, it's warmth, as you say. And that's very typical of something that you get from rye grain. So you get that feeling right at the top of your chest, just above your heart.
Yeah.
You get that.
So there's three more sitting there. We don't have a lot of time left. So tell me what you've got, but let's pick one more to try.
Well, I'm going to give you another 100% rye grain whiskey that comes from Alberta Distillers. It's called Canadian Club German's Reserve 100% rye. And believe me, Richard, this is quite different from Lot 40. It is a great big whiskey, very inexpensive, $26 a bottle.
Because I know there was big talk last year about one of these Canadian clubs being named the top whiskey in the world. This is in it, right? This is a little bit different than that one?
That's a little bit different. The whiskey that won Best Whiskey in the World last year was Crown Royal.
Oh, right, different.
Yeah, Royal Northern Harvest Rye.
Okay.
And you know, that whiskey just, it over and over again, that Crown Royal Northern Harvest Rye is winning accolades. But try this Canadian Club. Shoot. Okay. Isn't that just...
So, yeah, very different. Still trying to wait to see if you get that. You get a feeling more in the back of your throat than you do in your chest in that one, but it goes down real smooth.
Mm-hmm. Very much. Now, this one, yeah, it's rounder, smoother.
Yeah, it's... very interesting. We're looking at what... We're not going to have time to taste them all, but there is a Crown Royal. What else did you bring in?
Crown Royal Black and Canadian Club Small Batch.
So this is a pretty good taste of what we have made here in Canada. As I mentioned in the introduction, you're involved in the judging at the festival. How does judging whiskeys like this work?
Well, we have 10 independent judges. We send the samples out to them in little bottles. They taste at home. They do not know what they're tasting. Each one puts in, scores each whiskey on a scale from 0 to 100. People only send their best whiskeys to competition. So really, the scores start around 70 to 100. We average them out, and it's as simple as that. 10 judges, the one that has the highest score, that's the Canadian Whiskey of the Year. Now, 40 Creek has won 3 years for their whiskeys. Lot number 40 has won twice with its with that whiskey.
Yeah, that's
and
a good one.
And Collingwood 21 year old was another one of our big winners.
And what do you most look forward to when it comes to the festival?
Well, I really enjoy the awards because there are so many people there from within the industry. But then what's even better is going to the consumer tasting on Saturday because you're walking around and you know what? There's loads, hundreds of bottles of whiskeys there, but the best thing are the people. I really like the whiskey people in general. And in Victoria, I know the people here in Victoria, and we just have fun.
You have a book here. Tell me about it. And so it's called Canadian Whiskey, The Portable Expert. Who's it geared towards?
Okay. You know what, Richard? Canadian Whiskey, The Portable Expert is sold out.
So I'm looking at something different. I should have just read the title. The new single malt whiskey is what I'm looking at.
This is another book that I contributed to.
Yep.
A guy by the name of Carlo DeVito in the States put together. He had about 15 of us getting right parts of this book. I wrote the chapters on India and on Canada. The new single malt, I think it sells for about $55, but I'm just going to let you have one of your readers take that.
Yes.
One of your listeners.
We are. So one of the listeners will get a chance to have it. Davin, thanks for doing this.
My pleasure, Richard.
Davin de Kergamo is the chairman of the judges at the Victoria Whiskey Festival. He's also the author of Canadian Whiskey, The Portable Expert. But because it's sold out, we have the new single malt whiskey to give out to one of the listeners. The festival gets underway on Thursday. For details, go to victoriawhiskeyfestival.com. And as I mentioned, we have a copy of his book to give away. Just send us an email at allpointswest@cbc.ca with whiskey in the subject line. and we'll make a draw during the news and let you know who gets to walk away with the new single malt whiskey.